This is Let's Talk, and I'm Dick Griffith. We're working through the book of Romans, and we're in Romans 7. There'll be four sessions. This is session one, looking at verse 1 through 6, and the title is Death and the Law. Death and the Law. So let's read the passage, starting with verse 1 of Romans chapter 7. Do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives? So now he gives us an example out of that would be familiar to them out of the idea of marriage. So verse 2, for a married woman is bound by the law to her husband while he lives. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. Accordingly, she will be called an adulteress if she lives with another man while her husband is alive. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law. And if she marries another man, she is not an adulteress. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit, with a capital S, the Holy Spirit, and not in the old way of the written code. So as I have said and shared with you before, we are now in the midst of one of my favorite parts of Scripture. In chapter 6, we learned the results of sin. The wages or payment for sin is death. Death is eternal separation from God. We found that the free gift of God is eternal life with and in Him. Now, in chapter 7, we find that we have two natures. We learn that in Christ, we died with Him at His crucifixion. Therefore, Christ and you in Christ die and are resurrected together. You and Christ, in this sense, will never die again, as the Word teaches that we can only die once. That's Hebrews 9:27. But wait, my physical body remains alive together with my new spirit, my new heart. That passage, if you want to look it up at some point, is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. I'm a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away, but my body, my flesh, continues with the same old temptations and desires. And again, if you'd like to look at another passage on that, that's Colossians 3:9-10. Colossians 3:9-10, the new man and the old man. Does this cause me some difficulty? Oh, yes. Before Christ, I had one nature, which was lost in sin without hope. Now I find I have hope of eternal life with Him, but my flesh persists. My old nature is still hanging on. I am left here to worship and glorify God, waiting for Him to use me and in time take me to be with Him. I am free from the law, which only defines sin and is barren. Now I am adopted or married, included in His family, to Him, and with His righteousness I can bear fruit to His glory. What pleases God? My faith and what He did for me. For Hebrews 11:6 says, for without faith it is impossible to please Him. So, Father, this chapter 7 has challenges for us. Talks about our new nature and our old nature, and gives us some idea of what's in our future and what we trust in, and it's not in ourselves. It's by faith in what You did for us on the cross. Faith alone in Christ alone is the key to the whole Bible, and certainly this chapter. We pray that You bless us as we pursue these lessons. In Jesus' name, amen.